Good to have.
The first one was Trying to Sing, which I wrote. The second one was Que Sera Sera, and now I've forgotten who wrote it, but it was Robert
Ray.
Don't remember. Livingston and thank you. It was in there, right? I put it in there. Okay. One Voice was written by the members of the Waylon Jennings. Jennings. And who to turn to? Waylon Jennings. Okay. And who to turn to was my song that I wrote.
Thank you. I know some of you got to go to the Aloha concert. It should be available online at some point. I encourage you to watch it. It was an awesome, mind-bendingly awesome concert. Doris mentioned some of the guest artists that were appearing on that, but the best act on stage was Side by Side.
And you can see the last 45 minutes.
Thank you.
And you'll see a more elegant dress than you've ever seen.
I almost wore the dress today.
It's now time for our response period. I'm not sure what to say after all this. It's time to hear from a few of you about your resonance with what Dora has said. So that we can hear a variety of people over time, I'm going to try to give preference to those who haven't spoken recently, especially invite you to speak if you rarely do or if you're new today. And I'll call on the responders. Please keep your comments brief and wait for the microphone to come around to you and speak directly into it and hand it back to the person carrying it. If you have questions or want to talk to the speaker at any length, please wait till after the platform when she can get a cup of coffee. Mary Ellen?
I've never sung a note in my life, but I do remember this one instance with Doris. The Noves Singers was having an organizational meeting at my house. And I agreed to be a facilitator and a note taker. So I wasn't really participating, and I was observing this meeting. And talk about herding cats. I mean, one person wanted this, and they argued about the color of the shirts, and, you know, what about songs, and when are we going to rehearse, and now we don't want to rehearse then. And it went on and on and on. And I thought, these people couldn't agree on where to eat lunch. I mean, it was just unbelievable. And then Dara stood up, and she said, let's sing. And all of a sudden, there was this beautiful harmony coming from everywhere. And I remember Joe in particular. Everybody was kind of sitting, and Joe stood up and started singing. And there was all this beautiful music where not 15 minutes before, I thought these people couldn't get out the door. It was just an amazing thing to see.
Somehow I can't remember that at all. Andy?
Okay, I'm going to speak now as a longtime member of the chorus and as someone who has listened to so I've sung a lot, I've sung with Doris, and I've listened to Doris, her beautiful performances over the years. Plus, I'm also going to speak now as the president of Novus, speaking for myself and the board and the whole society, and saying what a pleasure, an absolute pleasure it's been knowing you and listening to your wonderful music and having you as our friend. Thank you so much, Doris.
Dave.
Thanks, Doris. Yeah, I consider myself really lucky to have gotten in on the chorus towards the end, but nevertheless, it was a really, really wonderful experience, and really the first time I'd really done much in the way of music in any organized fashion at all since I was a young parent. So it meant a lot to me. And the other thing that resonated was how great musicians, you know, never just fall out of the sky. It's a whole lifetime of preparation and mentorship, and it's fascinating. I mean, that could be a book.
Chris.
I just wanted to thank you, too, for your musical stylings that you've given to us here. It's always a joy to see you play. And I was so privileged to get a chance to play with you the one time we did at Blueberry Hill. We did a little Christmas concert, and my parents happened to be coming through. And they said, oh, my goodness, what a singer you're playing with. It's just so wonderful. And it just thrilled my heart to be able to do something with you. And I wish you all the best.
I've been listening to Doris's music for over 20 years at Wes and here and at many of her gigs. And so I thank you very much for your beautiful music and your beautiful personality all these years. And I appreciate our friendship.
I just want to thank Doris for many years of her friendship and music. And as I was sitting here, I just remembered my husband's memorial service was in January of 2007. And he particularly liked Over the Rainbow, and it was sung by a very well-known Hawaiian singer, and I cannot say his name, but I went to Doris. And I said, would you do this? And she did, and she did a wonderful job. Thank
you. Amy.
Doris, I would just like to thank you for all the dance music over the years that Jim and I have really enjoyed dancing to.
We were dancing today.
Tony.
Yeah, I came here out of curiosity this morning to see if you could speak as well as you can sing. And I found out you can. And it was just so, Doris, you just shared yourself with us as openly as you have for all these years with your music. I want to thank you for that. And if I'm not surprised your song is in the AEU songbook, and if there's ever nominations for an anthem for ethical culture, who to turn to will be my nomination.
Joe, and this will be the last response.
It'd be hard to add to all the passion that we have for you and your music, but I'll simply note that the word aloha, well picked, because it's both a greeting and a farewell in Hawaiian. So yes. Until our paths cross again, music lady, aloha.
Okay, Betty Chia, one last one.
I was deeply moved by your address this morning. And it was the whole idea of measuring your life by the people who've been good to you. And that's the thing that we often overlook in reflecting back. And it's so critical, our relationships with other people. And I was deeply moved by that.
Okay, now it's time for what we euphemistically call sharing of responsibility.